Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Chaf Beis. Dinim Hashayochim Ben Shmona Esrei LeYulratzon. The halach is relevant to the end of Shmona Esrei, between Shmona Esrei and Yulratzon. Sif Aleph. Imbola Hafsik Velanos Kadosh Kedusha. If a person comes to interrupt, to respond to Kadosh Kedusha, Ben Shmona Esrei LeYulratzon, between Shmona Esrei and the Yulratzon, in a post, you're not allowed to. You may not interrupt at that point. The posik of Yule Ratzon is actually part of tefillah, and you have to wait to say that. But once you said Yule Ratzon, and I still intend to say other tachanunim, other supplications, once you said Yule Ratzon, it's allowed to respond to Kaj Gedusha. So the Ramah qualifies. V'davka b'makam shenohagin lo Yule Ratzon. This is where you say Yile Ratzon immediately after Yishmona Esrei. But there are places that say Tachnunim before Yile Ratzon. So in those places, you would be able to respond to Kaj Kedusha during the Tachnunim, because I've finished my Yishmona Esrei, even though I didn't say Yile Ratzon yet. Ubimakomos Elu Nogan Lahafsik Belakainetzur. Kodim Yidur Ratzon. In our places, we say Elokai Netzor before Yidur Ratzon. L'chein, therefore, Mafsik and Gamkein L'kedush U'l'kadosh U'l'baruch Hu. So we will interrupt during Elokai Netzor to respond to Kedusha, Kadosh, and Baruch Hu. The Mechaber continues Mihu. However, Harogil Loimer Tachanunim Achat Filasol. If someone has a habit of saying Tachanunim after davening, Im Hischa Shlichtzi B'lasad Filasol. If the Sheikh Tzir begins his Chazor Sashatz, v'yigil a Kaddish o the Kedusha, and he gets the Kaddish o Kedusha, mekatzer v'oila, the Mispalel should try to hurry up and finish his Tachanunim. V'imlo kitz, if he did not hurry up, he didn't abbreviate his Tachanunim, yachol ha-hafzik k'der sh'mafzik b'vrochah sh'kriyash ma'af yil b'emsa, he can interrupt the way we would if he's in the middle of a brach of kriyash ma'af. So Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkon Aleph, Shaper Dami. The Mechaber begins that Yile Ratzon at the end of davening is a part of davening, and you shouldn't mafsik before Yile Ratzon, but after Yile Ratzon you can mafsik. Haino de mutter afilanos stam amen. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you can answer even a regular amen at the point once you've said Yile Ratzon. The koshkin amen to hakel kadosh or shemayat filah, certainly amen after hakel kadosh or shemayat filah. The Amen Yehesh Mirabo and Amen Yehesh Mirabo, Ukadusha, Ubaruch, can answer all these things. The Had Messiah Besof Hasif, now the Machaber at the end of the paragraph writes, Kederch Shemafsik Bebirch Kriyishma, the same way you would interrupt for Birch Kriyishma. Visham, Eno Mutulistab Amen. Now in Birch Kriyishma, you cannot answer a regular Amen. The Chanal Besimon Samachvav, we learned this before in Simon Samachvav. Sham halo ari beragil lo matachnunim. The mechaber there is addressing the person who says tachnunim all the time. Al kain asom alav keva. Therefore, it becomes a set part of his davening. V'damian k'tzas shmona esrei. So it is a little bit comparable to shmona esrei, and therefore he can't interrupt for a stam amen. He can only interrupt for the same things he interrupt for kriyishma, which would apply to us. We say l'kain esrei every day. Ubereisha ari. The beginning of the halacha is discussing. The Misha Rogalov the Prokim, he'll say Tachnunim on occasion. Can Elim dim in the Shmona Esrei class, so we can't compare it to Shmona Esrei. So the Mechaber begins that if you didn't say Yilaratzon yet, you can't mafsik at all. Once I've said Yilaratzon, if I'm staying Tachnunim on occasion and I have to be in the Tachnunim, I can respond to anything. I can answer Amen, of course, the Kaj Kedusha Baruch Hu. But if I say Tachnunim all the time, then, even though I said Yile Ratzon, I can't answer to everything. I can only answer the way I would if I was in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. Ulefize, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Medino Seinu in Ireland, She'elokai Netzur Regilin HaKol La'amu. Everyone says Elokai Netzur every day, every Shmon Esrei. Ein LaHafzik Bo L'Stamon, we cannot interrupt for just any old Amen. Bein Kodim She'eschilu Bein Be'emsa. Whether we didn't start Elokai Netzor or the middle of Elokai Netzor makes no difference. We are going to be like the end of this halacha, where we always say Tachanunim, and therefore we can only interrupt after saying Yile Ratzon for the things that you would interrupt if you're in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma. That's Shita Samachama. Sifkaton Beis, the Ramah says differently in the Shulchan Aruch. The requirement to say Yehi L'Ratzon after tefillah is you're not going to say Tachanunim. If you say Tachanunim, you could wait till the end of Tachanunim to say Yehi L'Ratzon and still answer during the Tachanunim. What's the limit to say? Even though you didn't even start to say your tachanun, and even if this person usually does say yidur ratzon after shmona esrei as a chumrah, the era though it happened loymer to respond a main hishma rabba ukedusha kedusha amidur ratzon before he got to yidur ratzon. He can't do both. He can't say the ratzon and the hishma rabba. According to Rama, once you're up to Tachanunim, even though you didn't say Yidur Ratzon, you can mafsik. Not like the Mechaber, you can mafsik. Mut l'olanos, he can answer. K'malkam l'chadchila, yir l'izor sh'l'yom l'idechem. The Mishnah Berurah says, l'chadchila, you should try to avoid the scenario. K'yesh machmir is it, because others are machmir. Mechaber says you can't. So one should always try not to be in a position you have to choose between answering Yidur Ratzon or saying Yidur Ratzon. You should get in your Yidur Ratzon before.
Does he mean when you can answer, you can only say kadosh, 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 and bro?
So again, the Ramah didn't explain that, but the Chor, that is what he holds.
That's the thing.
Correct. Sifkan Gimel, Tachanunim Kodim Vechulu, that the minig is to say Tachanunim before you the Ratzon. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, V'toiv loyma you the Ratzon Kodim Tachanunim V'acharem. The best thing is to do it both. Say it before like the Mechaber, say it after like the Ramah. So we end up doing it both times. Bnei Ashkenaz, the Chur, the Ikur is the second one. The first one. But this way, a Bnei Ashkenaz will do it twice. He'll say it before and after. Sifkan Daud, Ula Kaddish Ula Baruch Hu. So the Ramah says that you can mafsik. You can mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha even before the Yidur Ratzon that you say at the end. Ayin is Simon Samachov. Look back at Simon Samachov. What you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of Birkas Krishma. For Din Hacha, the same thing is here. So here the Rishon was telling us that even the Ramah doesn't argue with Mechaber on this. The Ramah agrees to Mechaber that the things you're interrupting for are the same things you can interrupt for during Birkas Krishma. But the Machlokes is just whether or not you have to say Yehi Ratzon first or not. There's a note here, note 8, where he lists all the things you're allowed to answer. For Kedusha, it's just Kosh, 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 Baruch Kavosh, Hamakamol. You can't say in the Kadesh, or Aritzach, or any of that, you can't say. Just the Pesukim, Kosh, Kosh, Baruch Kavod. You can say Yishmei Rabbah, you don't say Dor Yisparach at the end. You can respond to Baruch Hu, Modim, just Modim Anachnoch, those three words. And then he says a Chiddush. He says, Friday night, this happens. You're in Elokein Atzor, and the Chazan begins by Yechulim. You didn't finish one esrei. I'm holding an elokein atzor. So he brings in the notes that Shlomo Zalman writes, they can say vayichulu with the tzibur.
Wow.
Because anyway we say vayichulu in shmona esrei, so it's shaykh to the shmona esrei. V'chaim avur b'tshuvas levushim Mordechai, and he brings v'chaim Kineski also, that he can say vayichulu with the tzibur in elokein atzor. That's a big chiddush. Because it's not in the list of things in Birchus Kriyashma. In a Kriyashma, you can't say Vayichulu. But here, since Vayichulu is part of the Shmona Esrei anyway, he says you'll have to say Vayichulu with the Tzibur Friday night if you're still in a Kain Etzor. It's a Choshev Ha'or. Mishnah Berurah continues. V'im Kvar Siyim HaKol. Let's say he finished everything. He finished Shmona Esrei. He finished Elokein Etzor. El Shein Yochel Lefsaya. But he can't step back. Machmas Adam Shemispala La'acharav. Because someone is standing behind him in Shmona Esrei. You learned this back in Sinai Kuf Beis. Everyone agrees at that point you can answer anything. You can interrupt the answer Amen too. The rules of responding the way you would during Kriyashma do not apply when you're done. That's only if you're in the middle of El Kain Atzor. But if I'm done and I said either or son afterwards, I'm finished. If I can't step back, I can answer Amen too. My Mordechai Kosov, Sefer Mordechai writes, the pshitus, the filu baruchu v'shemo mitalzama. That's simple. You can even say baruchu v'shemo at that point. Anything. You finished davening. So even though you can't say baruchu v'shemo, even though you're pesukah d'zimra, at that point, when you're just waiting to step back, you can. Sifkan hei, umiyu v'chulu. However, someone who says tachnunim after his davening, so then he can't interrupt for everything. Gamze mari hamachaber b'shevar oma hilorotzon. Again, the mechaber holds, you have to say hilorotzon first, before the tachnunim, if you're going to respond to anything. Dilav Hachi, because if not, lo haya mechab mekel, mechab would not have been lenient to allow him to respond. To Svirle, the Mechal Gavni and the Hafzik Kodin Ratzon, because Mechab holds that in every case you can't mafzik before you Ratzon. Vahai Umihu, when he says, however, Asov Dvarv, he's going on the end, Umakatsev Olokoi, that he should abbreviate where he's up to, but something to say, the Afa Pisha Amitchila, even though he already said, the Bain the Ratzon, the Shah Tuchunim Shah, but on the Hafzik, that after the Ratzon and the, between the Ratzon and the Tachununim, you can interrupt. If you can abbreviate in order to step back, that's better. The Afa Pisha Ami the Ratzon, because even though he said the Ratzon, still as long as he didn't step back, you're still standing before the Melch. So he should abbreviate and step back. Literally, he should stop in the middle of Tachanunim. Just stop your Tachanunim and step back. You're not obligated to say Tachanunim every time. If he doesn't have time to step back, and he didn't say Yilratzon before the Kainat Zorah, Tov Shema'ata Yilratzon, he should still say Yilratzon before he responds. You don't respond to anything before the Yilratzon.
Why is it the reason was because it's considered like Shmar Esrei?
It's Chelko L'Tfila.
So we hear it, something different.
Right, it shouldn't be Toiv Sheyomer. It should be Chayiv Lomer. It's not that it's good to say the Ratzon. He has to say the Yilratzon. Well, heard, that's the question. Why is he saying Toiv? Unless the reason he's Toiv is because Rav Moh holds you don't need to. Rav Moh holds you don't have to say the Ratzon. He's saying halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, what do you do? Like Rav Moh, you don't say either Ratzon. Rav Moh holds, you could say, you respond in all kinds of so without either Ratzon. So he's saying, even in such a case, Tov Shiyom Ha'at Yilratzon Kaganim. I don't think he's going in the Shittas Mechab. I think he's going in the Shittas Rav Moh. That even like Rav Moh, that you don't have to say either Ratzon to respond, it's a good thing to say the either Ratzon first. So if Beis, it's not proper to say tachanunim before the ratzon. Rather, as soon as you finish one esrei, right away see the ratzon. If you want to repeat it again after tachanunim, you have that option. That option is available. If you look in Beis Yosef and Dachim Moshe, they're both right. That Medina is not awesome. Because why should the point of tefillah before Yidur Ratzon be more serious than Shema Tefillah? The Kala El B'Simen Kuf Yitesh, Yer Chalush B'Kol Tzorach, didn't we say in Simen Kuf Yitesh and Shema Tefillah, you can ask Shema Kolein, you can ask whatever you want. But it's better to say Yidur Ratzon before the Kainat Zor. La Halacha, there's no requirement to say before the Kainat Zor. Because we're not talking about being mafsek, we're saying tachanunim. Why do I have to say Yidur Ratzon before tachanunim? Maybe then you don't have to say Yidur Ratzon before tachanunim. Before tachanunim, you don't have to say Yidur Ratzon. It's not worse than Shema Kolenu. But it's better to say Yidur Ratzon. Sevkan ches yom Yidur Ratzon. Kasim b'seder yom, the sefer seder yom writes, Yidur Ratzon chuluhu mesugul l'kam inyonim. This pasuk Yidur Ratzon is a skula for many things. First of all, tchiloso yud v'sofa yud. It begins with a yud, it ends with a yud. Tevos of Yud, it's got 10 words. Vasar Yud, and there are 10 Yuds in the 10 words. V'yeshbo membeis oisis, a total of 42 letters. V'soidoi so gadol, its secret is very great. L'chein sarcha armo benachas olachav, and you should say it slowly with kavana. Umol harbi l'kaot filasa v'lo yashav yikom, it's very helpful for his tefillah to be accepted, and he doesn't go away empty-handed. Kaz v'chayodim, chayodim writes, it is proper and fitting for every person to daven every single day, especially about his needs and his panosa. And the Torah should not leave his mouth or his children or grandchildren. We should call Yotzei Chalatzov Oyv Hashem Emes, and all his descendants should be true servants of Hashem. There shouldn't chas v'shalom be any psul in his descendants. And whatever he knows he needs, he should ask for. If he doesn't know how to say it nicely in Lashon HaKodesh, speak in the language you're familiar with, in Germany, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it should be from the walls of your heart. You should be heartfelt tefillah. Healed every day, besides when Esrei, in Elokein Netzur, you should mispalel for the things that you need. V'tov yoyser l'kboya tefilos al kol ha'inyonim atzvichem lo acha shesim kol shmon esrei. The Mishnah Berurah here writes at a point yisoid that it's better to put all the tefilos for all things you need at the conclusion of shmon esrei. Milakav mevircha shmei tefilah, rather than put them in shema kolenu or the other brachos of shmon esrei. Because this way, if it comes to answer kasha kedusha, if he said yiratzon kliyama, he could respond. According to Ramah, you could respond without kamechab, you need it. But either way, if you want to ask for things in davening, wait to Elokein Netzur so that you can respond to a kasha kedusha if they start before you're done. So the Mishnah Berurah says here a very simple pshat, that you should wait to Elokein Netzur to ask for your personal things, so you won't miss out on a kasha kedusha. We mentioned others say another reason to wait for Elokein Netzur is because if you were to say in the nusach tefillah, you got to be very precise, lashon yachid, lashon ravim, to get exactly the wording, and not all of us can get the wording exactly precise. So you wait for Elokein Netzur, and you don't have to worry about getting the language precise. Seif Gimel. One who makes it a habit of saying the following four things will merit to receive the Pnei Shechina. Asei l'ma'an shemecha, asei l'ma'an yiminecha, asei l'ma'an tarasecha, and asei l'ma'an kedusha secha. So there's no much to brew here, but we know there are different neschoyes between Ashkenaz and Sfarad on the order of these four, how to say it. But either way, we say these four, and it's a skula for Kabbalat HaShechina. So, you want to know how many times a Shulchan Aruch brings a skula? Very few. This is one of them. A skula of Kabbalat HaShechina is to say these four things.